Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
There was a story by Gelb this week just about how, like, Sam Fold, who is eventually going to take over for Dombrowski, we hope everything goes well there. But, like, just his connection was able to get Brian Kaplan here, and Brian Kaplan was not taking any MLB offers, but he trusted Sam Fold. Oh, yeah. And now we have this guy paired with Caleb Cotham, who, like every pitcher's learning a freaking cutter, which I've been trying to preach for years. Mm-hmm. Like, it's an important pitch to get off the barrel. It's a great pitch. Now they're starting to get into the sweeper thing, which is the most revolutionary pitch in baseball because it's a combination of a slider and a curveball.
I can't believe this is a new pitch. It's exciting.
I know.
It is.
When's the last time we had a new pitch?
That's what I'm saying. It's been a while since we had a new pitch.
The gyro ball?
Maybe. Yeah.
Like, the last one.
And that wasn't even like really, you know, like that's a really, like, it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been the same pitches. I mean,
well, and how about the Phillies being the team that's starting to embrace it?
Right?
Well,
this is crazy.
And the other thing that I think is really important, and maybe the most important part of this whole thing, and maybe the most important, how the team has transitioned into being a smart team is that the players actually buy in now. And that's the biggest thing, because the Phillies have tried this. They brought in Driveline, they've brought in smart pitching people, they've brought in all this stuff. But now you finally see them buying in. Like, Zach Wheeler's buying into a sweeper. Mm-hmm. Aaron Nola's buying into, like, changing his routine to keep him more fresh late into a season. Like, all these things that they would usually push back on, mm-hmm. they're starting to finally embrace, because, like, the sport has become so science-y oriented, mm-hmm. but the Phillies were resistant to it. And that's the thing that I think hurt them for a long time. Like, you know, who's the pitching coach? Was it Chris? Who's the pitching coach after McClure that was with the Astros or whatever? That was like, oh, I told them that Justin Verlander needs to throw the four seam up in the zone.
Oh,
regardless.
Yes.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Like, he might have been a pretty smart guy, yeah. but he didn't know how to implement it. Like, John Mailey.
John Mailey.
Disaster, right? But, like, he had been a part of a Cubs team that was very data-oriented, and these guys didn't buy into it. Like, Gabe Kapler, whatever. Like, mm-hmm. all these guys throughout the years where they've tried, but now they're actually buying in, and you're starting to see the development of these guys. You're starting to see them, okay, a cutter here makes sense. Here's why I'm throwing it. Like, it's just... It's such a, for as excited as I am to watch them, and for as excited as I am, like, the future is making me just that much more excited, because they're real. Like, this is all real, tangible, and I think it's only going to get better. And I hate that the Mets are smart now, yeah. and I hate that the Braves are smart, because it's going to make everything harder.
The Braves have been smart for a while now.
They have been. Although they traded for Sean Murphy, so how smart are they really?
I hated that. I'm with you, but, like, you know.
It's just this whole thing's going to be a gauntlet, and they're only getting better. They're only hopefully going to start, you know, developing better hitters, but that's, like, the one thing that they figured out pitching. Pitching's going to be great. Now it's on developing some hitters, so it's really exciting. That's the one thing that sucks about spring training, is there's no, like, interesting really hitters until late in the game.
You're not taking any big, you know, takeaways. I mean, look, it was nice seeing Castellanos moving up the box a little bit. Like, you could see little things.
31 inch bat.
Yeah, buddy, hitting bombs. Look, I'm with you, dude. And it's just, again, I said it before, but it's the thing that we keep coming back to with, you know, when Dombrowski got here, the thing. You know, we expected him to kind of make moves to win now for this team. What I didn't expect was him to build up the franchise the way he has. For him to, you know, again, make it look like what a winning organization should look like. And, you know, Dave Dombrowski is the most important person in the franchise in a really long time.
Yep.
And I didn't see that coming.
Well, he's
like, he is, like, we could look back and say Dave Dombrowski is the reason the Phillies are, you know what, a 20-year contender, or whatever you want to say, like, are in it almost every year, or consider winning World Series. Like, we can look back and point to this change. Like, I believe we'll be able to look back and point to this change and be like, Dombrowski changed everything.
I know he won a world championship, but he's more important than Gillick. Like, Gillick took
It's a really fascinating point. He's certainly done more for the organization already than Gillick did. But Gillick was, you know, Gillick was...
He made the perfect moves to get them over the top.
Gillick might be the best general manager in this sport. He's one of them.
But He also took over a team that already had Howard, Utley, Rollins, Hamels.
Right. He did not have nearly as hard a job as what Dombrowski's done here.
Dombrowski's changing changing everything.
Yeah. No, so. It's an interesting thought. It's a really interesting thought. Like, you might be right about that, which is kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy.
And when they get the World Series this year, it'll be cemented.
All right. Let's get some other stuff from spring training. What stood out to you? Obviously, I mean, the Trey Turner dude.
Let's do it.
You know what? Because it's one of those things where it's like, oh yeah, we got Trey Turner, but we should make a gigantic deal about watching Trey Turner play in a Phillies uniform.
So I have fought the idea of Trey Turner being the leadoff hitter just because, like, I think it makes more sense to go Schwarber, Turner, Harper when Harper is back. But man. Like, watching him at the top of the lineup and just, first off, just putting immediate pressure on the pitcher's head. Like, if he gets a base hit, then he's on first base. Oh, God. And the pitcher's already, so what the hope there is that if Schwarber's batting two, which Thompson seems to indicate is going to be the thing.
Which I think is smart.
Yeah, I guess
get up. We were like, let's get up 1-0. Get up 2-0. Boom, 2-0.
And
boom, 2-0.
I agree. I've maybe the World Series just scarred me, but like my 1-2 hitters being strikeout machines was not something I enjoyed last year.
Yeah, agree. But for what it's worth, I mean, what Schwarber's talking about, like, he is talking about trying to make contact more this year and take advantage of the shift, which is a really smart thing to do. And maybe it's a few less homers, but I mean, he's a good enough, smart enough hitter where I could see him, you know, adding 30, 40 points to the average or something like that. Like, it wouldn't be the craziest thing that ever happened with the shift. Maybe not 40 points, but you know what I mean? Like, 20, 30 points. Like, he could have 250 and hit 35
really,
homers.
It just changes the math equation.
Yeah.
So, but with Turner first base, now you have the pitcher already thinking like, oh, bleep, I got to make sure I keep him close. Yeah. So it takes a little bit of their focus off the batter at the plate. Plus, if he gets on first base, and they don't want to make sure he gets to second base, there's going to be a lot of fastballs.
Yep.
So Schwarber should be able to sit there and sit dead red.
Especially with the pitch clock, with the pickoff stuff. Like, there's a whole new layer to all this. These pitchers are just going in and trying to, like, get used to this whole thing.
Yeah.
And then you got Trey Turner on first base being like, yeah, try to pick me off again. I'll take it. Yeah. I'm good, you know?
And it's, dude, he is one of those people that are so fast they glide.
He glides. No, he glides. like, that's it, dude. It looks like his feet come off the ground and he's just gliding.
It's like you're on those, the airport escalators.
Yes.
Which I think are the dumbest thing in the world,
I know,
by the way.
Just walk, dude.
Well, like, the dumbest is that they get on there and then start walking.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, either stand on it or don't.
Yeah, make a decision. Yeah, you don't get to go in between.
I'm with you.
I need to start running airports.
I think it's a good point by you.
Thank you.
I think it's not just a good point, an important point.
Thank you.
It's important. This needs to be talked about.
Just stop walking.
Yeah.
Or walk.
Take it easy.
No, but it's so fast. It is so fast. And just immediately puts that pressure on, like, all right, Trey Turner's on first base. Bang, he's going to get to second because he's like, because the bases, I think, have already made a big difference. Like, Stoddy stole a base the other day that was easy. Like, it's all been easy. So it's just like, he is just so good. And I love, the thing that I love the most is just the bat control and saying like, all right, well, I'm going to shoot this to right field.
Also taking advantage of the shift again, too. Like, he could put the ball wherever, you know?
The infield was in the other day.
The non-shift, you know.
The infield was in the other day. He's up the bat. Just like, I'm going to poke this over the shortstop. It's no big deal. So, I knew Trey Turner was great. Watching him every day, it's like, we get to watch this 160 times and in the playoffs. Like,
I'm so excited about that.
Yeah.
He's actually the most, like, Harper's better. And I was more excited when they signed Harper because it was the first time and we got the guy and we got the biggest star in the sport. But in terms of just like my as someone who watches, you know, whatever we watch, 158, 160, whatever we watch with missing a game or two here or there when we have to with a wedding or whatever, like, I think this is the most excited I've been for a player they brought in to just watch him every night, to just watch this dude play baseball.
Well, you can make the case Turner's the better all-around player than Bryce.
Absolutely.
Harper has the box office appeal, and he's the guy, and the, you know,
Turner plays a more important position. He's a way better defender. He does more on the field. It's an absolute argument.
But we have them both, so it doesn't matter. We don't have
how I just have one of those moments, you know.
Deep breath.
I was hyperventilating for a second there. Like, it's whew, like the Phillies.
Well, the fact
our Phillies, the Phillies.
So the fact that they have them both, you have Schwarber who can hit 40 some home runs whenever.
Literally led the league last year.
Led the league in homers. Yes. You have, I'm continuing to buy into Castellanos.
I think we all are. Honestly, it's one of the weirder things that's going right now. I thought you and I would be like having to convince people or fighting people or whatever. Seems like the vast majority of people are like, oh yeah, he's going to be good. Like, it's really strange actually to me. I really expected a lot more like, Gath, what a boss. Rah. It hasn't been that. Like, we did a poll on the mid, or
there it is.
Wow. We did a poll on the morning show. Do you expect a Castellanos bounce back season? It was like 80% yes. I couldn't believe it.
Well, and it's because they finally, you know, look at track records. And
yeah,
like,
oh, yeah. Like, look at a career instead of a season.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. He had a down year. So I would be more concerned if he was chasing again. But everything in spring training has been, I'm laying off that. So Kevin Long's telling him to move up more in the box. I think the 31-inch bat, at least training with it, is smart. So I think Castellanos' bounce back hopefully happens. I would be surprised if we had, like,
he's not doing 309-34. Like,
exactly.
We know that. Yeah, but I think like 280-28, 280-25, 280-30, even like something like that is like 270 and 28 or something like that. Like, I think that's a realistic season when you think about what he did last year compared to that. Like, it's like adding a whole new player.
I know. Yeah. So you have those two, Casty, whatever. But the guy who I think I talked about this last podcast, but the guy that I've been the highest on.
I know. Bomber.
He's already looking great so far. It just looks like a different player. First off,
that homer was like, that was eye opening. Like, it was like, oh, you don't do that type of stuff. Like,
yeah. Well, unless it's Josh Hader.
Unless it's Josh Hader or Lance McCullers in the World Series. That's about it. Yeah.
No, so with Bohm, you want to talk about a guy who just looks more confident and looks the part this year? Like, ever since I bleeping hate this place and the city giving him that standing ovation when he came back
It's
the best thing that could happen for him.
I agree.
It really is. It's the best thing that could have happened for him. And I'm not going to let the negativity of someone like Joe Giglio like bring
me
down.
We're looking at which is a weird thing. See, these are the changes we talk about, the new scheduling and stuff. It's like Joe Giglio's here during the day every day now. It's so strange.
Which is great.
No, you know what else, too, with Bohm that I don't think we talk about enough as a Phillies fan base, just in general, doesn't get talked about enough. Like, you know, you don't think about him as like a super hard worker or whatever, but like, to make the improvement he made last year defensively, to go from what he was to the more than passable player he was by the end of the season as a defender, like, that takes work, man.
Bobby,
like,
Dickerson, man.
That's what I mean, though, but that takes dedication, that takes effort, that takes work, that takes want to. Like, it doesn't just happen, you know? And I don't think we give Alec enough credit for the work he put in to get there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Alec Hurts.
Exactly.
Look at that.
Same guy, essentially. They
winners.
Even look the same.
Winners.